is Ian Pleasant at Fairfax Park in Bridgewater. The final score today was Bridgewater Town 4, Guildford City 2. I'm here with manager Kev Rayner. Disappointing to lose the game. I thought some questionable decisions by the referee. I thought we were unlucky to maybe not get something out of that game.
Yeah, we should have got something out of the game. We've travelled 200 miles, and poor officials. No, honestly, I'm not the one to say if we lose a game, it's down to ourselves 99%, 99 times out of 100. But today, the officials just killed us. I mean, the first goal was clearly offside, and he played on. And then at 2-1, we're well in the game, and we slid a forward in. He was not offside. Linesman's flag. They've taken the free kick, scored 3-1. And then a number of decisions, God knows why they were given. But, you can't get frustrated. You've got to get on, take a lot of heart from that. I know the games, next three games got coming up. I'm positive we can get plenty of points out of those. I've told everyone not to be frustrated. We were the better side today. We've hit the post. We've even at 4-1, 4-2, no lads' heads went down. We caused them problems all over the place, and they're quite a decent benchmark for the league. So that tells you enough that we're not going to have too many problems once we get sorted out.
When we were 3-1 down, there was the strange decision with the indirect free kick. I mean, it's a foul inside the box. You could think what we should have got from that, and if that's put in and it's a penalty, it's 3-2.
Oh, crazy decision. I mean, the keeper's on top of the player. Why is give that? You either give nothing or a penalty, and he's decided to give an indirect free kick. For what reason? I haven't got a clue. I mean, the only thing I would say, I've gone and speak to officials after. I think generally they've done what they can, done the best. Whether they're good enough for this level, I'm not sure, but the linesman has admitted he's made a couple of mistakes, which led to their third goal. At least he's been big enough to say, I've got that wrong. So, you've got to applaud him for that. But it doesn't help us. We've travelled, like I say, 200 miles for a game of football, and it's killed us a bit. But Ian, you've got to take the heart and the work, the attitude and the commitment from the boys. It's quality. 4-1 down, they give everything, and we've hit the post. We've had one lance just drifted over the bar. We could still nick something out of it. They didn't give in, and we caused them lots of problems.
They were still battling at 4-2, and we still had the chances. I mean, if there was more time, I think we would have probably definitely got back to 4-4.
Yeah, I think at 2-1 we had two great chances. We just didn't take them. And like I say, we'd have gone close to 2-2. He wasn't off. You had two players on their centre half. It was slipped in behind him. Lance was away. Something would have happened. We either score or get something. It's 2-2. The linesman gets it wrong, gives a free kick. Ball goes up the oven, 3-1 down. And that's really the story of the game. We was in the game. Pleasing for me, we've competed well. And like I say, you've got three or four players in for Saturday to help the squad. And one or two that have come in today, have done quite well. There's lots of young players out there, and they've put in a good shift. So it's promising for the future. It's good.
First penalty of the season. I would never want to be in goal facing a Walsh penalty. I mean, he put it that way like a rocket.
Yeah, he's got the technical ability to do well with the spot kicks, and so he should. But I thought he's put away well and was a bit unlucky. I think Raines hit the post with one just before, and Lance, like I say, beat the keeper and it just went over the bar. We was in the game the whole time, and their manager said to me, how on earth are you down the bottom of the table? But I said, well, we don't get officials. If we had officials like that every week, we'd stay there. So, you can't harp on about it, but they did cost us. And like I say, the pleasing thing for me is the shift that everyone put in. I mean, it's easy to fold up and get beat 7-8, but they haven't. They've dug in and deserved a little bit more than they got.
Game next week against Evesham, squad ready to go, and then Christmas period.
Yeah, I mean, I said previous week, I mean, anything we get from Tuesday night and tonight and today's a bonus. I know one or two that will be in for Saturday. The squad will be much stronger. We certainly haven't got the problem travel-wise, and I'll be disappointed if we've not done well over the next games up to the new year. I'll be really surprised if we haven't picked up many points. So I'm sure it's encouraging. I'm sure we do okay.
See you next week, Kevin. Thank you very much.
Yeah, cheers, Ian.